Thank you so much, colleagues. Great questions and great support. So with regard to the question from Papua New Guinea, so just to highlight that because it's such a diverse sector, right? Some go into construction, some into industry, some into consumer goods, etc. It is impossible to have a unified methodology and guidance. However, working from the kind of upstream end, we have developed, you know, as you have seen from the cases from Uganda, from Cameroon, from Zambia, etc., there are very good practices and methodologies. We do organize regional events, and also beyond African, Caribbean, and Pacific countries, also we welcome other participants to participate and get in touch with us as well. So with regard to the construction materials in Fiji, actually, the colleagues working from both the government, the Secretariat of the Pacific Community, and our program are working to develop the low carbon varieties and introduced in practice low carbon varieties of concrete, right? It's called blue concrete. So there are various interesting things going on, and we collaborate with scientists and researchers. With regard to the post-consumer materials, the study that I mentioned, which we'll be also releasing early next year, it looks at post-consumer materials, but more importantly, at the agricultural waste materials. So for example, rice husks, cassava peels, and so on, of which there are in abundance, right? In especially in tropical countries, in subtropical countries, and so forth. So they can be used. There's very interesting research that has been done by University of Lagos in how they can be used as addition to cement. And finally, thanks very much for the acknowledgement from Netherlands colleague, and very well noted regarding SEA.